What's up, everybody? Welcome to the nail shop. This is Cassandra. And I miss you guys. Oh my gosh. It's freaking September the 12th. I've been back from Chicago for a little minute now. But when I came back, just FYI, that noise in the background is groceries. Finish it up, getting ready to make lunch. When we came back from Chicago, the whole fucking house had COVID. Jonathan got it first, the husband, the man. Then I got it, then the boy got it. So the kid, his COVID didn't last as long as me and the man's COVID, me and Jonathan's COVID. But when I tell you that shit put me out. I couldn't taste. I didn't eat. I definitely lost some weight. I was weak. I couldn't move. I didn't want to eat. Like, this is really my first real week getting back and, like, actually eating, like, consistently, being standing on my own two fucking feet. Oh my gosh, man, like, sometimes when I get sick, I'll still be able to thug it out and trying to do, you know, what I call administration work. I couldn't even do that. Only thing I could do was sleep. That's it. There would be stuff on in the background, but all I could do was sleep. All I could do was sleep. I was hurting. It was bad. But here we go. I'm not sure if I still have it because I haven't tested. No one tested again since last week and it was positive. This week we have not tested. Like, we just like somewhat feel better. I say somewhat because Jonathan, he woke up this morning. He started off yesterday not feeling all that great. But then this morning, he just really was like, oh, damn it, I forgot the eggs. But I didn't write the eggs, now, so I guess I think I forgot them. I couldn't even go to no stores. We had some food in the house. Not like that, though. Like, we had the food in the house, but we didn't have, like, our fresh fruits and vegetables and shit, you know? And because we had just came back, like, I want to say our flight was on a Monday that we came home from the funeral after being out there for a week. And I didn't get to get any work done. I wanted to, but everything was so fast and long. And we just had so many responsibilities. And did I work on administration stuff? I may have. I can't remember. But that Monday we came in, that fucking Monday afternoon, I didn't feel good, but I just took a flight and we were up at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So I chopped it up as that. Come Tuesday, oh, it was full blown COVID. It was full blown all this. Oh God, it was bad. Oh, it was bad. It was so bad, I couldn't even call and tell my family for a couple of days that I had it. Because I had to be able to get enough energy just to call them, to tell them. It was bad, y'all. So, coming back to the swing of things, taking it day by day. And I got vaccinated. So, if anybody back there like, oh, she got COVID, she probably didn't get a shot. Bullshit. Yes, I did. I got both of them. I will be wanting to go get my booster because the only thing I can think is how terrible, even more terrible I would have been without it. And by it, I mean the shot. So I'm glad I freaking got it. It's hard not only taking the time to let your body heal, but it's especially hard when you have a lot of stuff that you have to get done. Like I have tests and things that I need to get done and pass before a certain time to renew a license that I hold that I have to update every year. I don't have to, but that's how I make my money. And like it's like you guys, I remember telling you guys, ooh, before August hit, that's just trying to do all of this consistent podcasting and making sure that I'm doing things ahead of time and having, hold on, is it? I got an Apple Watch and it's showing me something on my watch. I just want to make sure it's still recording. Okay, it's still recording. I'm like, what the hell? Jonathan got me an Apple Watch for my birthday. I didn't want one. It was funny. I told him this morning. I was like, babe, I don't want you to think I'm ungrateful or anything. I don't like my watch. I like the other, it was funny because he was like, I only got it because you would, you commented on other people's watches all the time. I'm thinking to myself, those are like different being so fucking like nice and shit, like, or, and I don't really care for small talk. So when I do find something that I'm like, oh, that little, you got a little Apple Watch, that's cute. Like, that's like my version of fucking small talk. And I might be like, ooh, I want one of them. Ooh, that's cute. But deep down inside, I fucking don't. Because if I really wanted it, I would get it. You know what I'm saying? And my poor husband, he took all these conversations I was having with people, telling them like how nice their watches look. Like I wanted one. So he's cute. All that matters to me and I hear is that he's listening to me and that's what it comes down to. But that was that little story just because you're probably like, damn, this girl's always off track. But what was I talking about? COVID putting me down. Oh, be fucking working. Being self-employed and being sick. No bueno. Like with my husband, when he got sick, he was at least able to bill, not bill, but well, yeah, he was able to bill and he was able to get like sick days and shit like that because he works for a company. Me, not so much. Like shit just stacks up and has to get done somewhere or fuck another, So, but I had to really like because. Usually when I'm sick, I'll go ahead and I'll work through my fucking sickness. I'll work through sickness until it fucking puts me in the hospital. I've done it, but it's not good. And Jonathan, the last time I did it, Jonathan, he had a real heart to heart with me on some like, I really need you to stop working until you get so sick that you fucking have to go to the hospital. Like it's redundant because it takes me longer to recuperate, Takes me longer to get back to it, then he can't work because somebody got to take care of me and all kind of weird stuff. So, bam. It was really hard making myself take that time to heal and get better. One, because I knew the longer I was down, the longer it was going to take me to get back into the fucking swing of things because I got things out of order now. Like certain systems that I had in place, like for my household, are all messed up. And I was just getting all of that stuff back together, So, we're getting back into it this week. Getting all of my okay by I guess you could say my schedule, but it's more of like a disciplinary work for me, like okay, don't let this week go by without doing this and this, because if not, to me it's not a successful week. Like, and not only that, shit gets piled up, It gets out of control. It takes me longer. It's just like a whole thing. So when I got sick, and I was sick like basically 2 fucking weeks, they put a damper in it. And then when I tried to, I thought I was getting better, so I started moving around and stuff, and realized, and then I got sick again. Well, it's not that I got sick again. I was still fucking sick, and I was doing too much of working myself. So now, me getting back into the swing of things, like I'm doing this podcast right now, I mentally had to get my shit together and like not beat my ass, but give myself like a reality check, like. You got to do this shit because you got your people out here listening, you know? And when I went to my Anchor app and seen the numbers going back up, I'm like, fuck! This could be just my damn luck that I'm getting back into this consistent motion that you guys are like, yes, we can literally listen to her, we can hear her shenanigans, and may even be able to get a couple tips about some business. She done fell off again. It's like, oh no, I got fucking sick. I got COVID. So I luckily had a podcast that I had did from like before, you know, just so I didn't give you guys shit for like 3 weeks basically, because I'm going on 3 weeks since I've been able to actually do a podcast. Record a podcast. And as you hear, you're listening to a podcast right now, you know? So, but I'm just getting back to it. That's why I've been telling you guys the date so much lately in the podcast of when I'm actually recording them and letting you know we're not gonna get this anytime soon. But let me tell you what's going on. Just so you guys can see that. Because, okay, that last podcast, the podcast that I posted up called, let me get my shit, What a Crazy Way to end the Month. That podcast was posted up like 5 days ago, but in reality, it was done in August. So that means 5 days ago was in September, like September, what, the 6th or some shit? 7th? So it was posted in September, but I did it in August. You guys got it in the end. I did it in the beginning of August. You guys got it in the beginning of September, just so I can have some content, because the last time I had posted before that was September the 1st. And if I wouldn't have had the podcast that I did, that I posted on September the 7th or whatever day that would have been, whatever 5 days ago the 12th was, then you guys would have went like 3 fucking weeks without anything, you know? And it takes so much energy for me to produce this shit and come up with topics and talk to y'all and make y'all wanna freaking listen, you know? So, let me go through. Not on top of the family shit. I ain't, man, I wish I could tell y'all the family drama, but it's not my drama to tell. So, I'm not gonna do nobody like that. I am about to switch subjects on y'all. Yes, I am. Because I'm about to make a pastrami sandwich. And I'm so fucking excited about this pastrami sandwich, y'all. I'm excited. I'm trying to make sure I got everything together. That's why I'm like, okay, look, I gotta talk to y'all. We gotta change the subject real quick so y'all can understand. Look, I gotta get my little stuff together for my pastrami sandwich. I'm trying to make sure I get everything right because I want shredded lettuce and tomato on it. So I'm trying to make sure I don't forget my tomato or my shredded lettuce. Ooh, yes, I know I want some chili peppers. pickles, maybe a pickle. No, because I got salt and vinegar chips. So I don't need all that salty ass stuff in my damn mouth. And I'm about to, and this is not the pastrami that you get like in a fucking package. I'm talking about this is you gotta go to the deli part and you gotta tell them how many pounds you want, slices or whatever the case may be, you know, like that's the kind of pastrami I just got, so you know it's about to be fucking fire. I love a homemade pastrami sandwich. I'm not going all fancy like I usually can. Because usually I can put that bad boy on a hoagie. But I ain't doing all of that. I'm going to just put it on two slices of bread, regular home fried wheat bread. Like if I was at a restaurant, I wouldn't do everything that I'm doing on it because I don't trust that they would make it right. I know they wouldn't make it right. I'm trying to think, do I want onion on it? Well, I don't think I want onion on it. Not this time. Maybe I got enough to be able to make me another sandwich. That's what the economy's been breaking your sister girlfriend down to. Back to sandwiches, back to the when you was a kid and you would have to pack up your lunches. You would have to pack up your lunches, either a brown paper bag or if you packed up enough and your mama cared about your style, she'd get you a lunchbox that matched your whatever your swag was. Yeah, one of them type of lunches with potato chips, with the little Ziploc bag. That's what it's come down to. And it's okay. There's a season and reason for everything. Yes. I've been looking up houses again, buying houses. My damn dad got me back into doing that. And every time I look up a house to buy, what she doesn't realize is it just makes me want to leave fucking California. Like, as much as I love me some Cali and I'm a Cali girl, born and raised, man, when I tell you these. There, you can't get a house for under $250,000 unless it's a fucking mobile home. That ain't. What the fuck? They want almost 300 racks for a damn mobile home. You heard me. I'm mobile home. So, it ain't nothing wrong with no damn mobile home, but I'm not paying almost $300,000 for one. And that's not brand new, that's used. That's fucking used from like the 70s and shit. Right down. Like a house? Yeah, definitely. Run me that. Run me that for that price for a house. So I've been looking at different states, but I gotta put so many different things into consideration. I've come to realize that I don't care for the states that they don't have sales, not sales tax, they don't have income tax that you have to pay. I don't care for those states. So because I don't care for those states, I've been having to be really, really conscious of the state that I am looking at and what they charge for property tax and cost of living and shit. Because, like I said, I'm not fond of the states. I'm not fond of moving to the states that there's no income tax, like Nevada, for instance. You don't have to say income tax. Illinois is really looking like something I might get into. I don't want to be in the Chicagoland area. But then I fucking seen, it was so funny because I've been looking since last week. So I've checked out Tennessee, I've checked out Texas, I've checked out a couple of different states, right? And I say all of that to say, every time I'll be like, ooh, I want to go there. That's cool. I like the houses. I'm liking what they're doing. Let me do some more research. Something fucked up ended up happening. Like Tennessee, they had the tornadoes. And I was like, all right, there goes the sign. So I told y'all I was sick. So as I'm looking up the houses and stuff, like as I'm getting better, right? Cause like I said, just a couple days ago, just this past week, I was kind of like, you know how you do like the little Google Zoom search and shit, homes.com search. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I found a couple places that I was like interested in per se. And I was showing my husband, and I know he felt some type of way, like, oh yeah, because you know his family is back in Illinois. And why is fucking morning? I'm on Instagram because I'm able to fucking get my ass and do my little scrolling shit, seeing what's going on with the world. Hollywood Unlocked always got the fucking tea. Dude, the queen died. I'll get back to that. I seen that Illinois is coming out with some punk ass new law where like they about to like let all of these criminals out of jail and prison and kidnap offenders and fucking rapists and all kind of shit getting ready to be just roaming the streets. And I was like, oh, this is a bitch. I finally was like, you know what? I found a part of Illinois that I can go to because I don't care for Chicago like that. I don't. But Illinois itself is nice. It's a cool state, you know? So I just would have to be like either really far up north, like close to Iowa, or down south close to Missouri. Like I don't want to be in the middle of the state, right? So when I seen that, I tell Jonathan, I was like, babe, I'm thinking, I'm telling him some new shit. He was like, as I'm playing this recording of this sheriff reading off all the crimes that, like, I don't know if they're gonna be illegal or what. I don't know how the fuck the cops don't come after them, they don't pursue them. Like, it's just like a free-for-all type shit. As they're like reading off all of these different like crimes, Jonathan is reciting them. And I was like, you know this shit already? He's like, yeah, I seen it. I'm like, oh, that's some bullshit. Like, you seen me looking up these houses in the state, in that state, and you know all of this was going on, like, you ain't right. That's some cold shit, dog. And he was like, well, it was the areas that you was looking like, ain't no criminals gonna wanna go out there. And I'm just sitting here like, come the fuck, you don't know where their criminals going. Damn it, you don't know where they going. So that shit, it was funny, but now I'm like, ain't this a every time? And this time I didn't, only person I told was him. Like, I didn't tell nobody just because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna see this one through, so I ain't gonna tell. Ooh, ouch! Ooh, dropping stuff. I told y'all I was making me a shawarma sandwich. I'm hungry. Right when I'm just like, okay, yeah, this will work. My man gonna do me like that. Tell me that ain't wrong. That's wrong. So, but for the most part, I still am like, Illinois ain't looking too bad. Only because, dude, you talking about being able to get 3,000 square foot homes, 6 bedroom, 5 bath, $500,000 to $200,000. I'm in backyard space and living and, oh my goodness. The property tax is a bitch, but you paying just about the same price for more house. And that's where it kind of got me like, Because I'm ready to be a homeowner. Because my dad, I told you this all started because my damn dad, I was talking to him, and he's like, it just doesn't make sense for me to be a business owner. And I'm not homeowner. So, I mean, don't think he was like trying to give me any money on no down payment or nothing, because he wasn't, but I mean, what he said made sense. I don't need to be no goddamn renter. I need to step my game up and start taking care of my responsibilities. Not that I haven't been, but like on ownership responsibilities. Now, my thing, my hiccup is, do you get a fucking investment property? Because that's another thing that I think they have really nice investment properties out there. But, and then go out and go buy some shit that is gonna be like my, ooh, I wanna live here the rest of my life home. Or do I just get a regular old house and just say F it? Because if I do get a property, like people make it try to seem like it's all roses and cakes and horseshoes and it's fucking easy and it's just passive income and you get your money every month. But you gotta think, there's people out here who don't pay their rent. And if you ain't paying your fucking rent, the mortgage still got to get paid. You think Bank of America Mortgage give a damn that whoever you rented your house out to didn't pay you? Nah, they don't. They give no damns. So you gotta be in the correct financial position to be able to pick up that slack. Like for instance, when COVID happened, a lot of people said, fuck them bills. You know it. You know somebody. You know at least one person who was like, I ain't paying shit. The government said I didn't have to. But the people who own that stuff, they still needed to pay their shit. They still got their bills. They still didn't want their credit messed up. Because when you don't pay your shit, your credit get fucked up. That's just how that works. Or if it doesn't affect your credit, you get hit with all of these late charges. Weird late charges. Or some type of fear. You know what I'm saying? Like unnecessary ass shit. And I've been one of those people who've had some fucked up ass credit, okay? It's not good trying to come out from having fucked up credit and then rebuilding your credit up and then fucking your credit up again. Been there too. I mean, life happens if it happens. Do what you got to do, get yourself back out there, but you don't purposefully do it. I talk so fast sometimes that when I go back and I listen, I'm like, oh God, I wonder if you understood what I was saying. So I'm trying to make sure I enunciate my words a little bit better for y'all. Ooh, this sandwich looks so good. It is so pretty. I just have to share that with y'all. My sandwich is so pretty. And I'm about to eat it and enjoy it. So that means I gotta get off with y'all. Cause I don't eat cute. You smacking and biting on my tongue and shit. Don't want you to hear that. So as I like to say to y'all before I leave, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yes.